Hello and welcome back to the Fitness Solution. Now, the eagle-eyed among you will have noticed that my Instagram account has changed. And I wanted to come on here today to talk to you about what happened and why my original account, which was known as The Gym Starter, got deleted and why it's now at @the_gym_starter. It's all a very interesting story and one that I think I've only just come to terms with myself. And there's a lot to be learned in this episode about lots of things, I'm hoping, because I've learned a lot. So here we go. So I've had lots of people messaging me and asking me all about what's happened to my Instagram, why did it get deleted, why has it changed, and everything else. And that's understandable, and it's lovely to know that people care. And the truth is, the ultimate truth is I deleted it myself. I got rid of my old account and I wanted to start again. And you might think that sounds crazy. I had nearly 6,000 followers on my old account. I'd been working on it for 7 years and I loved it. Like, I had some incredible content on there and I genuinely believe it helped people. I genuinely do. It did help people. And two Fridays ago, I was sitting in the car with my gorgeous, wonderful, lovely fiance. And I just said to her, enough is enough. I'm going to delete my Instagram account. And she asked me why. And you might think, oh, you know, it's because he wanted headspace or... You know, it was like I was comparing myself to others too much, which actually a little bit of that is true. But actually, what it come down to is the fact that for about 2 years now on Instagram, I've very much noticed that I'm not even close, like not even close to getting the results, I'm not even close to getting out of it what I'm putting into it. And I think that's been the case for a long time. And a lot of that comes down to my previous behavior on Instagram, because I have bought followers in the past, thing that I regret massively, and I've kind of automated some things on there in the past as well. I've joined these stupid things like engagement groups and all these stupid things, all in this all in this kind of desire to get to 10,000, or like 10,000 is this magic number that I personally put value on, and wrongly so. Or it was all because a lot of it came down to the fact that I didn't think I'd be respected as a personal trainer until I amassed X amount of people on Instagram. And I've had that long-held belief for a very long time. And I've seen many of my colleagues, many of my very good colleagues and wonderful colleagues, kind of, you know, they put up a post and their posts were getting like 70, 80 likes. And I know it's not a likes competition. I really do know it's not a likes competition. But what that showed me, and sorry, my posts were getting like 3 or 4, like some of my best content, like really good stuff. It just wasn't getting coverage. It wasn't being shown. And then I'd start chasing it more and it'd be difficult. And I'd look at my stuff and everyone I'd talk to, everyone new who comes to my page used to send me a DM, like everyone. And they'd be like, your content's amazing. Thanks so much for it. Like, I really appreciate it. And I'd be there and I'd be like, well, how am I not getting, like, if it is this good? And, you know, if it's not, someone wouldn't say that, right? Like, there's an element of, and if you follow me on Instagram, I'm sure, and you listen to this podcast, I'm sure you'll agree. I'm not being egotistical here, but I'm sure you'll agree my content is good enough, right? Even if you don't think it's the best, and it's not, like people like Ben Carpenter and Sohi, and you know, there's other people who are very much in the body positive space, their content is great. My content is good enough. It can stand up in the fitness industry. And it just, every time I posted something, it would just fail. And the brass tacks is, I'm not on Instagram. I am on Instagram to help people, of course. And I'm on Instagram to sort of showcase who I am as a person, right? But if no one's seeing that, then what is the point? And anyone who really valued it, like if no one new is getting eyes on it and it's not helping anyone new and it's not growing and therefore it won't spread to more people and so on and so forth, a little bit like a pandemic, right? You want, there's a reason we say you want it to go viral, because that's what you want. You want your message to spread. And nothing was spreading. And a weird thing was happening as well, that I'd get to like 6,000 or I'd get to 5,600 and, sorry, I'd get to 5,590 followers, and then I'd add 10 to it naturally, like I'd get 10 or 12 followers, so I'd then be on 5,602 followers, and then overnight I'd be bumped down to 5,590 again. And it was really bizarre, and this has happened like 5 or 6 times in the last year to me. Like, it's happened too many times for it to be me, for it to be my content doesn't change that much. I don't post controversial stuff. I don't, like, my message is clear. If you found me because you love my message, I don't think I'm putting out posts that are suddenly going to turn you off me, that are going to make you unfollow me. You might think I'm a bit righteous at times, and probably rightly so, but I'm not, like, it just didn't add up. Nothing was adding up. So I ran a little experiment, and I put up a post that was very, very good. I can't remember what the post was now, but it was, you know, a really good TikTok or something that done well there. And I put some weird hashtags on it to see if I'd show up on those weird hashtags. And immediately, like, I didn't show up. And then I gave it another couple of hours, and I wasn't there on those hashtags and stuff. And even though Instagram say they don't do this, I firmly believe that I was shadow banned, which means they were not showing my content to people. And I run a business. I have bills to pay. I have a life to live. And a big point of me being on social media is to help people and to generate business and to build authority in that business. And I've since come to realize that I build authority in that business, not by the amount of followers I have, but in the quality of the content that I post. But I'm there, it's my shop window. It's a shop window. It's not the only shop window. I have my podcast, which you're listening to, which is awesome. I have TikTok, which is amazing. I'm like 31,000 followers there. I have my blog, www.gymstarter.com/blog. And I have Instagram. But it felt like I was being put in the shop window that's in the basement of Harrods. As in, no one would ever see it because it's underground and it's being shown to a wall. It's not on the street. And I just had enough. And this had been going on for years. And it's something I'd been thinking of for a very long time. It's something I'd been thinking about for a very, very long time. My friend, Jodie Walker, who was on this podcast previously, Coach Jodie Walker, she had her account deleted by Instagram by accident. And when it happened to her, I was like, I wish I could start again on Instagram. And this was over a year ago. This was when I was in England in lockdown. And I said to her, I'd love to start again. Like, I think it'd be really good for me. But I just can't. And the reason I just couldn't is a very interesting psychological condition called the sunk cost fallacy, which basically means, I'm just going to read this off of Google. The sunk cost fallacy means that we are making decisions that are irrational and lead to, sorry, I'm having to get rid of sidebars. Sorry, the sunk cost fallacy means that we are making decisions that are irrational and lead to suboptimal outcomes. We are focused on our past investments instead of our present and future costs and benefits, meaning that we commit ourselves to decisions that are no longer in our best interests. And that's what Instagram on my account at the Gym Starter was. I was in a sunk cost fallacy. I knew it wasn't working for me. I knew it wasn't useful for me. I knew I wasn't helping myself by being on there because I was not generating business. I was not getting outward reach. I was not helping new people. I am very aware as well that I wasn't even helping the people that were there. And you might be watching this or listening to this, sorry. And you might be saying, oh, well, I used to see your posts and they always used to help me. And I love that. But that's because you were very loyal to me. You know, the casual 5,500 people weren't loyal to me. And the reason they weren't loyal to me was because they were never seeing my stuff. And I was in a sunk cost fallacy. And I believed that I couldn't give it up because I'd been working on it for so long. And that if I did give it up, getting rid of all of that work that wasn't working for me would be crazy. And I think that's why it took me a while to come to terms with actually deleting it. And I think that's why it took me a while to actually record this podcast. And it's also why when I sent out an email to my email list and I spoke to a few others, and it's also why I lied to them and I said, it got deleted. And I think on the email, I might have blamed Instagram for it because I didn't want anyone to think that I was a failure. I didn't want anyone to think that I was just, I'd spent all this time wasting my time basically. And I deleted Instagram because because I was crap. And I thought by saying Instagram took it away from me, even though there wasn't much for them to take away from me, would build more empathy with me rather than the true story. And the truth is, the true story builds the empathy, obviously not the lie. And I want to explore this idea of a sunk cost fallacy with you today because I think we all do it. Common situations where we live in a sunk cost fallacy would be a relationship where you know it's just a bad relationship and you've got to get out. Or it would be a job. We've all been in jobs that we hate so much and we have to plot a way out. That's one of the reasons I became the Gym Starter, is because I was in a job that I didn't like how much I was getting sucked into doing that job and how much I was having to do that job in order to make a living because I had nothing else going on. And I needed to rebalance my professional life in the same way I tell people to balance their fitness life. And so I went off and trained to become a personal trainer. And here I am, sat on the Gold Coast, doing a podcast. And we all end up in this situation. And especially in fitness, you know, you might be so far into a diet that your nose is making you feel like shit. And you just think, well, I've done 4 months of it already. Why would I give up? What's the point? I'm this far in. I hate doing it, but it must start working at some point. And there's always a point when it just doesn't, and you'll give up anyway. And the longer that time goes on, the more of a failure you will feel like. I very much am very happy with the decision that I took to delete my Instagram now that I did it. And I know it to be true, or my theory on the whole thing about being shadow banned and why I didn't want to admit it. And I know it to be true because right now I've got two applications in my Instagram inbox on my new account for online coaching. And that's something I've never had in 6, maybe 7 years of being a personal trainer. And therefore, this new account with only 100 followers, 106, I think I'm on now, 104, financially is worth so much more to me already 2 weeks in than my old account was. Not only that, this account is worth so much more to me in terms of being able to help people in a better way, because I know that more people will now start seeing my content. I'm also very encouraged, and I was able to have the strength in this decision, which if you're in a sunk cost fallacy with a relationship or with fitness or something like that, I was empowered to delete my Instagram, which is something I've never been before, for two reasons. One, the fact that my blog has nearly 2 million impressions on it on Google, and it amasses something like, I think it's something like 24,000 clicks in the last 12 months. Which is amazing. And TikTok empowered me as well. It empowered me, the fact that I've got 31,500 followers on there, and people seem to love, respond, and comment a lot on my content on there. And those two things combined empowered me to be able to see that my message wasn't what was wrong. To see that what I was saying wasn't the issue. To see that my message was resonating with people, and that clearly wasn't the issue on the other social media platform. That the issue was something else. It was more sinister. And it also empowered me to know that I could build better. I could rebuild stronger. And I could rebuild in a much more holistic, balanced, and better way in order to move forward. Now, you'll hear me say very often, we have to regress in order to progress. We have to take two steps back in order to be able to take 10 more steps forward. And what happens is you make up those steps quicker when you regress. And it's true in fitness. Sometimes it's very wise to take the weight down a little bit in the gym so that you can just improve that form, so that then you can increase the weight more than you was ever going to be able to with the form you was having before. And regression for progression is a very, very, very powerful place to be in. That could be jumping careers. I've done that many times. That could be, you know, moving sideways in a company as opposed to vying for a promotion so that you can then get a bigger promotion later on. It's a much longer game. And the internet and Instagram, Insta, right? We call it Insta, right? Is not good at allowing you to keep your eye on the longer term game, because it's instant. It's Instagram. We want it here and now all the time. And that's just not what I wanted anymore for me, because it wasn't working. So for those who are wondering, for those who are asking, and for those who care and wanted to check if I was okay, I'm absolutely fine. I feel cleansed by the decision that I deleted my own Instagram. I blew it up because it was rotten to the core. And that's my fault. And now the new one won't be, shan't be. And it's already made me a better coach just by doing it in many ways, which means I can help you so much more in so many ways in the future if you follow it. If you don't follow my new account, it's @the_gym_starter. I considered other ones, but I thought that was the best one to go with. You can just type the gym starter into Instagram and I pop up. And yeah, that's where I'm at now. And I changed my Twitter over, but I didn't change my TikTok. Yeah, and that's me. So that's the truth behind why I deleted my Instagram. You might listen to this and think I'm just a narcissistic idiot. And in many ways, you might well be right. You might listen to this and think that makes perfect sense. And I'm in a sunk cost fallacy with something and I need to get out. And the way in which you get out of that sunk cost fallacy is get yourself empowered elsewhere. If that's your diet, educate yourself on the truth behind calories in versus calories out. Educate yourself on the truth behind why moving is so difficult for people. Educate yourself on the fact that the gym doesn't have to be sweaty 2-hour classes. It can be 30 minutes of really, really well-structured, well-programmed, intense strength training. If you're in a relationship and you know it's not working for you, but you're scared of being single again, or you're scared of what the consequences might be if you get out of that relationship, then start looking around in the world. Start affirming the decision you want, that you will be okay if you was to get out of that relationship. Start affirming the fact that you hold your power, and that you are going to be okay, because 98% of the time we always are okay, and time will give you that perspective. Thank you for listening. I hope you've learned something from this episode. I hope you go and follow me on my new account. And don't worry, the content will stay very much the same. In fact, I actually think it will get better, like I always do. I always think my content gets better and better over time, because I like to learn from what I talk about. And that's the truth behind what's happened. If you want to reach out to me, please do. Feel free. Instagram at @the_gym_starter. TikTok @thegymstarter. You can email me on adam@thegymstarter.com. Anyone who wants it can get a free month of online coaching with me. And it's my absolute pleasure to help make you strong and confident every single day. Peace, love, and protein. High fives and positive vibes. Ciao, ciao.